Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap today, the 17th of April, 2024. I'm your host, Paige Estrotori, representing Financial Services Online. We begin with a seismic shift in Australia's property market, where Aussies are giving traditional home ownership a facelift. The term rent vesting has been making waves, a phenomenon born out of soaring real estate prices. In layman's terms, it means buying properties in affordable regions while renting in more preferred, often pricier areas. This trend is especially popular amongst millennials, nearly half the new property investors, according to Dr. Michael Bauman from Commonwealth Bank. Interestingly, the average investor is around 43 years old, with a mortgage just above $500,000. Now, where are they buying? Sydney seems to be leading the charge among the investment hotspots, closely followed by West Melbourne, North Melbourne, and certain Northwest Sydney sectors. This blend of investment strategy and lifestyle choice signifies a progressive shift in the Australian dream. In retirement planning, financial advisors have a trying task ahead. Given the evolving financial regulations and an influx of new products, tailoring retirement income plans has become a complex endeavor. The Retirement Income Covenant, commenced in July 2022, calls for superannuation fund trustees to enhance their members' retirement strategies. However, there has been an uneven follow-through in fund compliance, as regulators like APRA and ASIC are pushing for significant progress. A key challenge seems to lie in advising clients while balancing impartiality. Justine Marquet from Allianz Retire Plus recommends using educational resources in client discussions, lauding transparent product feature discussions as vital for informed decision-making. On to a significant move by Centuria Capital Group as it invests an additional $57 million to acquire a further 30% stake in Centuria Bass Credit. Their ownership now stands at a substantial 80%, increasing their weight in the property debt market. Even though the company's statutory net profit after tax saw a dip from $74.3 million to $45.2 million, and with last year's distributions cut, co-CEO John McBain sees this as a strategic effort to bolster the company's earnings within the real estate finance sphere. The Centuria Bass Credit's assets under management ballooning from merely $0.3 billion to a staggering $1.7 billion lends credibility to his claim. Finally, central banks worldwide face a treacherous path amidst economic flux. A recent report from the Principal Asset Management places the U.S. Federal Reserve in the spotlight. They need to maintain a delicate policy balance as a slowing inflation, combined with the potential premature cutting of interest rates, can cause financial instability. We're waiting to see how Fed Chair Powell navigates this economic conundrum, with expectations of 2 rate cuts this year. Due to political implications of the upcoming presidential election, final policy decisions may still be fraught with uncertainty. And that's a wrap for today's financial stories. Keep tuning in, and as always, for more information or advice on insurance, finance, superannuation, or money management, visit financialservicesonline.com.au. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.